I nodded. You got it, Mr. Morgan. TJ slapped my arm. I'll stay here and help. Cal had moved to the driver's seat, so I hurried to the back. Right, let's go, said Sergeant Kemp. We gotta get up the mountain to help Crow.
This is a CBS News special report. From the CBS Newsroom, here's Simon Pentler.
You'll have to excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, but if ever there were a time for tears, that time has come. And when you hear the news that is coming in from around the country, you might be inclined to tears as well. At this hour, it has been said, the United States of America has begun its second civil war. Moments after forces in Idaho and some other parts of the country broadcast a live video featuring controversial Idaho soldier Daniel Wright, the states of Montana, Wyoming, and Texas joined Idaho in seceding from the Union. Fighting has erupted all over Texas as rebels in that state attempt to seize control of Army and Air Force bases near San Antonio, Waco, and El Paso. Highways and freeways are completely jammed with vehicles full of people fleeing the fighting and with military convoys rushing from other parts of the country to fortify those bases. This aerial footage from our affiliate, KWTX in Waco, shows that many civilians have abandoned the roads altogether, so that even the medians and shoulders are full of cars. We have confirmation that Oklahoma Governor Martha Fergus has moved to a secret secure location and that Oklahoma National Guard and armed civilian forces have seized at least large portions of Fort Sill. Rumors run rampant about that situation. And right now, the only thing that is known about Oklahoma is that a tremendous amount of fighting is going on across the state. The self-proclaimed presidents of both Wyoming and Montana have made assurances that they have no intentions of using the considerable nuclear missile arsenals that are deployed in their states. But despite these claims, thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of people are fleeing major cities all across America. In the New York area, Interstate 95, the New Jersey Turnpike, and most of other major roadways leading out of the city are at a complete standstill, with many abandoned vehicles only compounding the problem. Police, trying to maintain order, are completely overwhelmed. More and more reports of riots and looting are coming in faster than we can possibly relay them to you. The real president, President Laura Griffith, has just ordered all commercial flights grounded. If you are receiving this broadcast, please try to remain calm. Take shelter and remain indoors. Do not attempt to...
Idaho, Idaho, land where freedom lovers go.
Because we are closer to the critical information that our viewers need, we here at KREM2 News in Spokane and Eastern Washington are going to hold off on switching to the CBS National Newsroom. We have reports of fierce and deadly fighting, not only just across the border in Idaho, but all across Spokane and at Fairchild Air Force Base as well. We have unconfirmed reports that some members of Spokane law enforcement may be working with the insurgents. If you're just joining us, we cannot stress this enough. Remain indoors. Do not even attempt to go out to secure food or supplies. Our reporters tell us that most grocery stores have been overrun and their shelves are bare, while dozens of people have been shot attempting to secure supplies. Every hospital in the area has asked us to inform you that they are completely full and only accepting patients with immediately life-threatening wounds or injuries. All others will be turned away. So it's important... We're now getting a report of a fire that has broken out at Deaconess Hospital. Most streets downtown are at a complete standstill. State and local police have tried to close I-90 to all but military, law enforcement, and emergency response traffic, but their blockades at the on-ramps have failed at several locations, and traffic on the interstate is complete lawless chaos. Oh, my word. What is... Is everyone okay? Ladies and gentlemen, that shaking of the image you just witnessed was the result of an enormous explosion. It sounded very close. What? And now I'm getting the order from our producer to evacuate. Is there a fire? Steve, is the building burning? No, I'm staying. You guys going to... Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to stay on the air here as long as we can to get you the latest information.
CNN has just learned that the Department of Defense has confirmed rumors that President Laura Griffith's son, Second Lieutenant Douglas Griffith, is missing and presumed dead after his F-22 fighter jet was shot down in a firefight in the skies above Idaho. He was 23 years old and recently commissioned from the Air Force Academy. Unfortunately, one loss among many, but certainly this is deeply painful for the president.
From fertile plains to mountains tall,
this is Commander Jensen, USS Freedom. All stations, all stations. Fire code Delta Uniform Bravo 17 Alpha Foxtrot. Commence firing sequences at will. Fire, fire, fire.
Citizens of the United States, please stand by for a total broadcast from the President of the United States, Laura Griffith.
Good morning. In order to ensure that the functions of our government continue without interruption, my staff and I are conducting necessary business from our offices on Air Force One. Our Air Force pilots assure me that most parts of America today would have enjoyed clear skies. However, as March 21st dawned, sunny skies were soon replaced by ominous clouds of thick black smoke rising from the fires in Texas and Oklahoma, Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho. The material losses for both sides in terms of military assets, damaged infrastructure, or destroyed civilian property are estimated to be in the hundreds of millions, while the human cost of even the first hours of this war is beyond measure. Thousands of our fellow Americans have already been killed. The victims of this war are soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen. The victims are also civilians, doctors, teachers, tradespeople, secretaries, businessmen and women, beloved family, friends and neighbors, daughters and sons. Unless we decide to make immediate and drastic changes, this dire situation will only worsen. This particular aircraft has served as Air Force One for several United States presidents, and wherever it has flown, it has stood as a symbol of peace and hope. Today, I extend that hope for peace across America. Having no desire to be the last president of the United States, I ask the leadership of Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Texas, and Oklahoma to stand down the military forces under your command. In exchange, I repeat my offer for a full, free pardon for all soldiers, officers, and civilian combatants in rebel states. And I promise a fair trial and comfortable, humane treatment for rebel state political leaders. We must act now, today, in order to preserve tomorrow. Historians will title this tragic period of American history the Second American Civil War. But the end of this sad chapter has not yet been written. We, the authors of our own story, together will determine what happens next. Working with one another toward peace, we can yet secure for ourselves, our children, and our children's children a happy and hopeful future.
Ladies and gentlemen, those sounds you might be hearing in the background are gunshots and screams coming from inside the KREM2 news building. My co-anchor Grace Spicer is taking cover. I'm going to stay on the air as long as... Who are you people? Ladies and gentlemen, there are armed...
Take it easy, Rex. We ain't gonna hurt you. Step aside. Is that camera rolling?
I will not allow terrorist thugs to use this station to make threats or...
We're rolling, Lieutenant.
People of Eastern Washington, I'm Lieutenant Ron Myers, a soldier of the Brotherhood of the White Eagle. We're a militia group working with the Republic of Idaho and the countries of Montana and Wyoming. We've been getting ready for this day for years. Thanks to all of our hard fighting, what's left of Fairchild Air Force Base outside of Spokane is now ours. We have taken over all military stuff at the Yakima Training Center. Interstate 90's been destroyed at Snoqualmie Pass, and all other passes through the mountains are closed to the United States. Everything east of Washington's western mountain range is now a part of Idaho. All U.S. military who give up now can leave alive. All civilians who want to leave better get out now. Any property they leave behind will be taken by the Republic of Idaho. Rex Faber here called us terrorists, but we ain't gonna hurt you. We're here to free you. Keep watching this channel for more information. Long live the Republic of Idaho. Long live the Brotherhood.
We will defend our liberty.
Can anyone hear me on this channel? Our comms are still shut off up here. Breaker 19, this is Troy Nolan, 2 miles up Burke Road in Wallace, Idaho. Look, we ain't fed. We ain't rebels, but we got a plane crashed up here, big passenger jet. I think a couple of fighters was too close to it, shooting each other up. Listen, we can't call nobody with our comms out. A couple of guys rode down from the fire department on horseback, but they only got enough gas for one fire engine, and that's south of town putting out the fire from where one of the fighter jets went down. People on that plane are hurt pretty bad. We need doctors, like a surgeon, and the fire's out of control. We fighting it just with, like, garden hoses, but we ain't making a dent. Couple houses are going up. Please, we ain't part of no war. We're just trying to get along in life. Please. Oh, Jesus, help us. The whole town's gonna burn. Please help. This is Wallace, Idaho. Is anybody listening? Anyone at all?